Right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Have you guys ever heard of the Wet Rat Prakhong Tam Buddhist Temple?
Nope.
No.
You guys don't know that? Well, it's in the province of Nonthaburi on the outskirts of Bangkok. Well, they posted a video on their Facebook page, I guess raising awareness for their temple. But it was a video that I will describe shortly. But first, I want to tell you what happened before this video occurred. This guy and his sister, I guess they, I don't know whether they lived together or whether he just took care of her or what, but his sister had been bedridden for about 2 years, and her health deteriorated recently, and she became unresponsive and appeared to stop breathing a couple days before this incident, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, she stops breathing. The brother places her very, very sensitively in a coffin and travels 300 miles to a hospital in Bangkok because the woman had previously expressed that she wished to donate her organs.
Okay.
Well, the hospital refused to accept the brother's offer of his sister's organs because he didn't have an official death certificate.
And he had just pronounced her dead.
Yeah, I mean, he was there when she died. Yeah. So, but he didn't go through the official channels of...
Right.
And maybe it's more difficult in that country. Maybe they live in a rural area and it's hard to get a medical exam. A rural area. So he then refused the hospital. So he knows that this temple, I think it's his temple, offers a free cremation service. And so he approached them on Sunday. But they also said, well, we can't do it without the official paperwork. You got to get the death certificate. So as they're explaining that to him, that's when they hear the faint knocking sound.
No.
From the coffin.
Wow. One of my big fears.
Oh, my.
So they pry open the coffin, and everyone who's around there is startled because they see her opening her eyes slightly and just kind of...
Hello!
This is not accurate.
How do you know it's not accurate?
It's a dramatization that's not accurate.
Why are you doing this to me?
Okay, this one isn't as surprising as some of the other ones we've had because there was no medical team around her. It was just her brother going, yeah, it looks like she stopped breathing. I'll just throw her in the coffin here.
He just puts one... Long, round to 22 in her kneecap and calls
about
her dead.
Sick and pass away.
Well, no.
Or whatever he did to confirm
her death.
He said
he peacefully put her in the coffin.
So the temple then records some video of her in the coffin still moving around and are like, WTF this? Or whatever they did. No. Why are they posting this on Facebook?
I don't know. Why do they have a Facebook?
Why do temples have Facebooks?
Well, in Bangkok.
To promote their
yes.
Bangkok temple.
To promote they're the best temple.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is what they... And you see a marketing opportunity for them here. A temple that's so good at praying for your loved one, we can bring them back to life.
Right.
And she was being buried in a Kiss coffin. Does that make it weird for
she
you?
She was not.
Big Gene Simmons on the
she
side of it.
She was not. Stop promoting them.
I'm not promoting them. I just thought it was weird that they, at one time, because they'll merchandise anything, they had Kiss coffins. You could be buried.
Was Ace Frehley buried in a Kiss coffin?
Oh, good question. I wonder if he was.
One of the guys at Pantera was.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
He was buried in a Kiss coffin.
I believe so.
Who were ticket friendly.
Yes.
Both the brothers.
Yeah.
But Dimebag Darrell didn't come on our station near as much as Vinnie Paul.
Right.
Vinnie Paul was the one who seemed like he was always up here.
Yeah.
God, that was so wild. So crazy. because Vinnie Paul was a big Stars fan.
Yeah.
But anyway. I don't believe that this woman was buried next to either of them because she's alive.
So she's back, I don't know about her quality of life. At the temple, or
I don't know that she was ever really hanging out at the temple. I don't think she got up out of the coffin. Now, there's no follow-up to the story, as you know. Usually, the follow-up to these stories are just as grim as the story itself. It's like we all celebrate, "Yay, yeah. She was saved! Oh, she's great!" She died 2 days later from the exact same thing she was supposed to die of. Now, so,
you reported that they heard a knocking on the coffin. Did they really hear a knocking, or did they just hear moving around?
They said a faint knocking.
Okay.
Coming from the coffin.
There's something kind of comical about that.
What if they opened it up and she goes, "Close it back up. I'm just seeing how strong it is. Just make sure the water don't get in.
God.
Close it up. Put the cover back on."
She wouldn't talk like that. She wouldn't have a southern accent.
How do you know?
Because she lives in Bangkok.
Women can have whatever accents they want. George.
All right, you got me there.
Why are you policing women's accents? Anyway, she is 65 years old. Will she see 66? She barely survived laying around in a bed. How is she going to survive being coffin-bound for the next year?
Right.
Yeah, I'm afraid I may have to take death and give the points.
God.
Well, you ask us to pick.
I wonder how nice the coffin is. Have you ever looked at the coffin at a funeral and gone, "That looks like it's pretty comfortable"?
Pretty comfy, yeah.
They make them look so comfortable that I
want a sleep number coffin.
A sleep number coffin.
Just to make sure it's right on my number.
Okay. Muser challenge. We'll find the most comfortable looking coffin of your choosing.
Yeah.
Could you sleep in a coffin for one night?
No way, no.
Closed?
One night.
Open or closed, no.
One night, $1,000.
Nope.
Open, easy. Closed?
No, it has to be closed. No. It has to be closed.
No.
But there's no, like, there's no.
No way.
Air sealed where you can't get oxygen or anything.
Still no.
No.
That wouldn't be any fun.
No.
All right, how about this? You are allowed.
No.
What?
No.
Listen to me.
I'm not sleeping in a coffin.
Listen, you're allowed a little flashlight if you want, so you don't have to be in the dark.
No, it doesn't matter.
Why?
Because I'm sealed in. I can't even. You couldn't even put me in an elevator overnight.
You're not sealed in as in you're locked in there.
Well, it feels like
I mean, like you can bust out and then you owe everyone else $1,000 at that point. So it's not like you.
No.
It just has to be. The lid has to be closed.
No.
For that 10 hours, you sleep overnight.
I wouldn't do it for a million because I think I would die. I think I would have a heart
million
attack.
You would not sleep in a coffin if overnight for $1 million. You don't have to be underground.
I know.
You just have to be in a wet rat temple. Whatever the name of this place was.
No.
All right, how about you can be in the temple of your choosing?
Doesn't matter. Even if it's temple so that's temple, playing North
temple
Texas
Shalom.
On Friday.
You
no, can, there's no way.
Temple, Texas. I think. Would you do it for $1 million, Craig?
Yes,
absolutely. $1 million.
I'm going to die.
No, you're not
yes,
going
I
to
am.
Die. No.
Well, you'll be in a coffin. It'll be perfect.
It would be convenient.
Yes.
I'm just not ready.
They'll give
to
you the coffin. That's another deal. If you die, you get the coffin for free.
Which these days
those are expensive
with funeral costs.
Yes,
that's quite a bargain.
Yes.
No, I'm not ready to kick it just yet.
Well, I'm not. You're not going to kick it.
Yes,
you're going to survive sleeping in a coffin above ground. You can even do it in your own home. I'll let you do it in your living room.
No, doesn't matter where.
But
it is.
If it's in your living room, I want to put furniture straps around it so you can't open it.
Yeah. What if you were in there trying to ride out this $1 million bet, and George, you heard a little click, and then you tried to open it, and someone had put a lock on it?
Yeah, because Ding Dong over there is pranking me. There's no way.
Would that freak you out?
Yes. Amnesia.
And you can hear me having a party around the coffin. What about that?
A party.
You have to listen to me talking to all your friends.
No.
Please. I can't believe. Okay, so what is your I know you'll do it for $1 million, Craig. But would you do it for $500,000? Easy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
The easiest cool, half
y'all
million.
Do it. Y'all do the big coffin challenge. I'm not doing it.
How about not an overnight thing? We do this at Ticket Stock. We have the coffin center stage at the Plano Center, and you have to stay in there for an hour.
And with a live placenta.
At least there's a 50-50 chance I might live. But
and all
no.
money raised goes to the senior source.
Sorry, I'll just do a. How about I do a concert in May? We'll
no,
raise money for the
no,
senior source.
No, because that would just glorify you. This would be something that would humble you for the senior source.
Why don't you humble yourself?
Okay, you wouldn't do 1 hour in a coffin?
I don't think I could. No, I would die.
Why do you think you would die?
I
don't
would.
Understand
my,
the strain on your heart.
My hands are sweating right now. I can't. No.
Okay, how about we start this? We start now building up your tolerance for coffin living.
Yeah, we put one in studio, and every yes. morning you get in for 5 minutes.
Yes, and then we'll extend it another 5 minutes the next week, and then we'll build you up.
Just let me enjoy Thanksgiving week, could you?
No, I want you in a coffin for Thanksgiving.
I don't want to be in uncomfortable situations.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if we can string that together for Ticket Stock.